This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Patricia Major is the editor of Michigan History Magazine, published by the Historical Society of Michigan, and the author of Ladies of the Lights, Michigan Women in the U.S. Lighthouse Service. Major gives some background on how she came to write her new book, Great Girls in Michigan History, published by Wayne State University Press.
I have always had an interest in history, but I've also trained as a writer. I have a journalism degree as well. So my job prior to Michigan History Magazine, however, was with the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in Lansing. And I, you know, obviously as a woman, I had an interest in women's history before I took that job, but I certainly found it enhanced by my experience there.
Are you a Michigan native?
I am. I'm from Bay City originally, but I've lived in the Ann Arbor area for 35 years now.
And tell me a little bit more about your role at the magazine.
Well, our magazine is it's quite a venerable old title. It's been published since 1917. It is the state's official history magazine, and it is not a scholarly publication. There's something like that in Michigan called Michigan Historical Review. This is a popular history magazine that's really edited for history buffs, and we present in 6 issues each year, a wide variety of topics that cover different time periods and different parts of the state, and the different people that make up the state.
And when you came up with the idea for this book, first, how did you come up with the book? And is it by chance because girls and women perhaps are underrepresented in history?
I certainly feel that. And I had written a prior book called Michigan Women in the U.S. Lighthouse Service, Ladies of the Lights. And that was about Michigan's female lighthouse keepers, of which there were more than 50. And there was a story in there where I was talking about the children of lighthouse keepers, story related to a female child named Maybelle Mason, who was the child of Orlo Mason, who was a lighthouse keeper in the Detroit River. And while her father was away from the lighthouse one day, she had the opportunity and really the pressing need to save a drowning man in the Detroit River. And I just thought that story was so astounding. She was a young teen, I think 12 or 13 at the time, and basically rowed a boat for a mile to reach this drowning man and bring him and his boat back to safety at her light station. I just thought that was such a dramatic story for a young girl and a dramatic achievement. And that really was sort of the inspiration for, can I find more of these girls who did something amazing before they turned 20?
And why 20? How did you decide on the age?
Well, just making that distinction between girl and woman, between youth and adult.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Patricia Major. I asked her how she found these intriguing and often unknown stories of young heroines.
As I mentioned, my prior job at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame really provided me with a broad and deep resource of information about women and girls in the state. Before I arrived at the Hall of Fame, they had actually published 2 books that were sheer lists of the achievements of women and girls. And so I went through those 2 books initially to see what I could glean from there. And then I found that I was, for whatever reason, I had a number of girls in the same category, and I thought, well, I want a little more variety than that. There are a lot of girls who have achieved greatness before the age of 20 in athletics and in the arts, but, you know, what else? What other areas? So then I just started reaching out a bit farther and also tried to get a wide distribution of geographically of the stories. And for a time, I didn't have anything related to the Grand Rapids area, so I reached out to the Grand Rapids Women's History Council and said, you know, tell me about any girls that you're aware of that did something amazing before they turned 20. Mm-hmm. So I came up with 2 from that search with the Grand Rapids Council.
And some of the ones that were surprising to me that I didn't necessarily associate with Michigan, one of them was the Rosie the Riveter story. I didn't realize that had Michigan roots to it.
Mm-hmm. It did, and the young woman was, simply working, as many did in the wartime industries in Michigan, and she was actually a very new recruit to that job, but she was very photogenic, and when a professional photographer came by the factory to take pictures of the women's home front effort, he selected her as a model. And she became the person that we now associate with the We Can Do It poster for World War II.
I should probably mention Betty Ford, too, when I talk about the better-known stories.
Yes, when I've done book talks about these girls and I talk about five or six, I always mention Betty Ford, but of course I use her maiden name, which is Betty Bloomer, and that's not known generally to most of the children and even some of the adults that I've talked to. So I talk about this story of a girl who had a driving desire to be a dancer and had actually established her own dance studio as a teenager in Grand Rapids in her home and went on to study with Martha Graham, one of the pioneers of modern dance. And then as I sort of roll out the tale, I talk about after she turned 20, she married a man that, became a famous politician and was our 38th president, Gerald
Good
Ford.
Good punchline, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Because I think many people, certainly many adults, recognize Betty Ford as a pioneer in terms of women's health, for her candor about breast cancer and also for her candor about addiction to prescription drugs and alcohol, and the development of the Betty Ford Center. And they probably recognize her contributions to the ERA movement or the movement to ratify the ERA amendment. But they may not have known that she had this strong desire to be a dancer and unfortunately had to abandon that when it became clear she wasn't at the very top level, of talent that was required for professional dancers.
And what's your core message? What do you want these young girls reading this book to understand?
Well, I think so many of us, both as adults and as children, read biographies. We read about famous people, but those people are usually in their adult phase of their life when these biographies are written. And I guess I wanted to do something for girls especially that would be inspirational because it was more a person of their age, a peer that they could relate to, not an older adult who, obviously had risen to a high level, but someone their own age that had done something amazing even before they became an adult. And, just to be an inspiration for doing your best and following your dream, and you can do it even as a child.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Patricia Major about great girls in Michigan history. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.